Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
Good job, Nanas.
And Jameson.
I have zero debt, so it's not really about the money for me.
We just watched episode 12 of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw TJ's mini final, a purge of Nehemiah and Laurel, and Bananas send Theo home. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Chris, I feel like the purge means things are now getting serious. Did the mini final change your mind of who's the favorite to win? Did anybody surprise you, or do you still feel like it's the usual suspects here?
There were some surprising outcomes of the purge. I will say, you know, I'll remind everyone that my pick to win this season was Leroy, so doesn't change my pick as to who I think is going to win. I am jumping on the Rachel bandwagon, though. I do think she looked strong. Tori looks great, and, you know, obviously she won the women's side of things there. I think in the disappointing column would be Laurel just kind of quitting on the whole thing there. It was not a good look. She didn't look like she was in great condition at the end there. And I think all season she hasn't looked like the Laurel of old, you know, like the attitude's been there, that's for certain, but she just hasn't quite looked as competitive. So I'm not really surprised about it. I didn't expect her to give up, I suppose.
I didn't take her to be a quitter.
I'm mostly disappointed that TJ didn't call her out for being a quitter. Where was that at?
I was surprised by that. I think maybe even he's afraid of her. He's like, this might might cause her to go nuts. So I'll just send her home. But I think like she didn't appear to be in challenge shape. No. I think really came to that realization in the middle of those sand dunes, which did look awful.
Oh, awful. Like, it looks hot. This whole season's hot. It's hot over there.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, well, you know, instead of being embarrassed, I'll just take my ball and go home and act like, you know, it was my choice. It's like, you know, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. It was that classic scene when she's hugging everyone goodbye. She's like, I'm great. I'm not thinking about anything. Yeah, sure, Laurel. Sure.
Jameson, did anyone surprise you? Did anybody stick out of someone that you think can win that you didn't previously?
I mean, you know, what's interesting is like, I feel like when Tori won, you know, a few seasons back, like that was a surprise, but it was like a surprise that I was like, I don't know if I can see it happening again. But now it's like, she's pretty dominant and she's won a couple of these dailies and she's really just showing up, showing out. And you can tell too, the political game, she's not afraid of anybody. And, her, you know, I love the dynamic of this episode with her and Bananas. I love that she's going after him. And you can tell, yes, he did great. He came back. He won it and all that. But it's getting under his skin a little bit.
Yes.
Like his little tantrum, everything throughout the, you know, the episode, it is getting to him. And I think she's not backing down and she's smiling through it all. And sure, she's probably a little nervous inside. But I think this daily, you know, just kind of cemented her place as one of the favorites. Chris, I'm with you. I mean, I always – you know, thought that Rachel, you know, has a really great chance towards the end here. She's just a beast. The fact that she made it through everything that she's been through with her era earlier in the season, like that'd be a fun story in the end. But I love when they do the mini, you know, finale. I love when they do it. It's just like, it really separates people. And we saw it in this episode firsthand.
Yeah. Another person, sorry, Danny, another person I want to just call out is Jenny. A little disappointed in her performance, given I didn't realize that she had an inhaler.
Is that new? Because
I remember her having one
completely dominated an elimination a final where they had to scale a mountain, basically. I don't remember her ever needing an inhaler or ever having any issues getting winded or anything like that.
Right. That was exactly what I was going to get to, is just seeing her dominate that final. I would have thought this would have been a breeze for her, but she kind of struggled a little bit and had this inhaler. So, yeah, I wonder if that is something new for her. So that was
I'll tell you one thing. I wish that inhaler injected something clever or funny for her to say. I mean, I can't handle her talking heads. They're so boring. Sorry, Chris.
The other thing you guys were just saying, like, with Tori, like, getting under Banana's skin, like, what do you think it is with that? Like, is it that he's playing this game and, like, she's not biting or, like, giving in? Or is he genuinely, like, disappointed with Tori? You know, like, how do you see that?
I think he's lashing out because he doesn't have control of the game for maybe the first time ever. He like, I think
Yeah.
she's now in the driver's seat by herself. To me, when you look at the whole picture of everything, like Jordan's relying on her for everything, like, and she's dominating physically too. So I think they probably had like a friendship at some point, but I think at one point he was putting on a show, and now he actually seems frustrated by it. And I don't think his personality is cut out to be someone that like
Yeah.
is just going to go along with somebody else's plan and have a target on his back all the time. Like you can tell he doesn't really have a plan to counteract it. Like, yes, he can throw them all in, but they're just going to come right back at him the next guy's elimination. And I
Yeah,
think that's like
exactly.
a it's an unfamiliar place for him to be, and he's showing how uncomfortable he is with it.
The ironic thing is he would do the same shit. Like he would do the same shit that Tori's doing. And I call bullshit that, like, all right, sure, yeah, they were friends or whatever, acquaintances, whatever you want to call it. But like, he would do the exact same shit 10 years ago. And so I kind of expected him to be like, all right, game on. And he does have that kind of mentality a little bit, but there, you can tell it's a little bit deeper, or he's a little bit annoyed that he has to kind of do work. Also, I'll say to your point, Danny, of like Tori in the driver's seat, did she learn a lot from her ex-fiance or what? Because there's some similarities, some interesting kind of parallels there of how she's kind of treating the game that is pretty interesting.
It is. And that leads me to my question for you, Jameson. When you look at the remaining cast, do you think the men's side or the women's side is stronger right now?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think the female side is stronger. I do. I mean, look, we make jokes about Kara, but she's been through the gamut. She's been through it all. I just talked about Rachel. You have Tori. You have Jenny. And then maybe a few of them that fall off after that. On the male side, Johnny Bananas, Corey always somehow screws it up, and he'll be gone in a few episodes probably. Who knows? Maybe he'll surprise us all. And then you have some other big players on that side, but like, man, the female side, beasts, just like really kind of controlling the game too. Like you even hear Bananas tonight, he's like, I can't let down my gals, like I have to stay here for them. Like they're running shit, overall.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jameson. I think the women's side is a bit more stacked. I'm like just writing down names really quickly. Like looking at the women's side, I think you have between like Rachel and Tori, those are like top tier who I think competitors. Then you have like a tier just like below that. I would put like Kara and Aviv, the way
Yep.
Aviv's been like showing up. I mean, she's injured, but she's still like putting in a performance, so she's become impressive. I kind of counted her out, you know, only a few episodes ago. And then I'd say Jenny's in another tier under that. And then below them is like Michelle and Olivia. And I think it's hard on Michelle to put her in a tier with Olivia, but Michelle has looked a little shaky this season.
Yeah.
But to oppose that on the other side, I'm thinking you got Jordan and Bananas are at the top, right? In that top tier. And then Corey's in a tier below them, but Corey's never won, you know. I think there's a little bit of a gap there between those two and Corey. You know, further down you got Josh and Derek. I'm trying to remember who else is who I'm missing.
Island.
Kylan. Yeah, so Kylan's up there. He's probably with like a Corey in that tier. But yeah, Rachel and Tori and then Cara Maria. You know, regardless of what you think of her, she does have a history.
Experience,
So
yeah.
yeah, she's got experience. Like she can show up in a final if she's in the right headspace, you know?
Yeah. I don't think it's all that close right now, because if you look at, let's just take the bottom two from each, right? Would I be surprised if Michelle or Olivia win? Yes. Would it shock me? No, I could see a world in which it happens. Would I be shocked if Derek or Josh win the challenge? Yes. Like there's, I see no scenario in which they could do it.
To that
Josh,
fact
wow.
too, all the women have been in a final before. They've either won a final. I mean, you've got Rachel, Tori, Kara, Jenny, Aviv, right? Aviv won a final. Like all
Yeah.
those five have won
She's
finals
sneaky
before,
too. You never know.
right? And Michelle and Olivia. I mean, Michelle's been in half of beginning of a final last season.
Yeah.
I'll count it. And Olivia's been in a final till she broke her face. So like, they've all been on the stage, you know, like where
Yeah.
Derek and Josh have never been, as
Look at
Josh.
Chris coming in with the stat of the night. You
I'm loving
know,
it.
that's, oh God, it's so good, Chris.
Gotta do your homework, you know?
That's right. You're writing down names the whole nine.
Getting serious over here. What is it? Call 538. I want a new job.
Let's do killed it or send it home, Chris.
There was a little scene tonight or last night, whatever night you watched this, where there was ice in the bath, aka a bucket. That's been a bit of a trend lately of taking ice baths, and I just wanted to get your guys' feel. What's the temperature check for you guys? Killed it or send it home on ice baths? Whoever wants to jump in.
I'll send it home. I've never done an actual ice bath, but I've done a cold plunge at like a spa. They were like, there was like a salt thing and then like a hot tub and then a cold plunge, and they like had you do it in a row. And I was like, I'm not getting anything out of this. Like it was uncomfortable. Like, yeah, sure, you feel awake afterwards, but like at what cost, you know? So I maybe if I was an actual athlete, I would swear by these the ice baths, but no thanks.
Yeah, I mean, that's so funny, Chris. I was gonna do the same one. I think, you know, it's one of those trends, one of those health trends. It's kind of sticking around. You know, it's no Bowflex or P90X. A lot of X's in these you know trends, but it's sticking around for people. People love it. They're buying them. You know, they have their own at home ones. But I don't care for it. I'm not. I don't want to be in a bunch of ice. You know, watch. It's going to be Danny and I, the two ones that aren't like athletes, are going to say send it home, and then we're going to send it over to Chris, and he's going to be like, guys, the health benefits are amazing. Okay,
Let me break
you
down the
got
stat.
give it to us, RFK. Give us what's the health benefits we got going on here.
Well, I'm actually going to send it home too.
Oh, okay.
I have looked into ice baths before. I tried to make my own once in college, try to do an ice bath after a long weekend of playing soccer. And it didn't work that great. I didn't have enough ice, you know. My little college refrigerator just didn't make enough ice in the ice tray to really have an effect.
I just
But
see you like cracking the old trays above your
yeah, because I was too cheap to go out and buy a bag of, you know, 5 gallon bag of ice. I mean, who's
yeah,
got
dollar
that kind of
fifty.
money? Nobody's got that money in college. So but I had looked into them recently. The thing is, there are no proven health effect, you know, like benefits or anything. I think, like you said, Danny, it just kind of wakes you up. I also have had that experience at a spa, talking about not being in college anymore. Now I've had an experience at a spa where I'm doing a hot bath into a cold bath, and that was
Yep.
cool. But you know, I think for me, I'd rather do a sauna than an ice bath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it home. I don't think anything's actually proven from it. Some people swear by it, and that's good for them, but yeah, I don't know if it actually is proven to do anything. So I'm going to send it home.
Jameson.
All right. So one off the cuff here. I'm gonna go with guys, this karma vote that they're doing at the end of these episodes, every time I think he did like, and you got a special reward. You got a special little thing, twist. They do a flashback. I'm like, oh shit, what's gonna be this time? Again, it's this fucking karma vote that they're just writing down on a card. Guys, Kildare sent home, this is gonna mean something. Kildare's gonna mean something. It's actually gonna mean something. Send it home if it's not. What do you think?
I mean, I'll kill it on it it's going to mean something, but I'm going to send it home on wanting it to mean something. Like I just like if it plays that much of a part, I just think it's kind of dumb. Like I don't know. It hasn't resulted in any like good content so far.
No.
It's clear it's when they have to fill the end of the episode because it's not on all the episodes. So it's just the ones where it's like, ah, we got a minute and a half to kill. What are we gonna do? I have to have somebody give some fives and
Write
twos
some
out.
numbers down on a card.
Yeah, exactly. And you can always tell the when TJ's telling the person, they always look disappointed because it's like they think for a second, like, oh shit, I have a chance to come
Yeah.
back. And it's like, no, we have some paperwork for you to do before you head out.
You're going to do a quick survey of your experience here.
Would you come back for a season 41? I'm gonna say killed it that it will play a part, but yeah, I mean Danny, you kind of nailed it. It's like they couldn't sell the ad space. So MTV was struggling to sell the ad space, so they're like, let's just throw in another 3 minutes of them talking about how they vote people, and that's it. But yeah, I'm sure it's going to manifest in some way. I am just hoping it's not like I'd be disappointed if two people won and the karma vote decided who won the money, you know?
Yep.
I think
Yeah.
for some reason
No way.
I feel like it's going to be like, oh, when you start the final, you're going to have like a 5 minute deduction. It's going to be one of those things that won't matter in the end because they're all going to spend the night outside in
You
the
know what
middle.
it's gonna be. You
Gonna
know
be
it's gonna be.
yeah
It's
so
gonna be all right, you get karma, Johnny Bananas. You gotta eat one more testicle, you know, and then he's gonna have to eat, you know, another fucking cow testicle. And he's like, "Oh man, karma!" You know, they're gonna have some fucking thing. They're gonna call it back. It's gonna be so dumb. I'm gonna send it home. I don't think it's gonna mean shit. I think it's just like this dumb fucking thing that annoys me every time they do it because I think it's gonna be something. Get me every time. I think it's gonna be not anymore. Not anymore, MTV. Not anymore, TJ. I'm not. You're not gonna hook, line, and sinker me this time. Karma's on you. I'm changing the channel. I'm turning it off until I get the preview for next episode. That's all I want. Yeah, I'm sending it home.
Oh, so you're both dog owners, and Laurel revealed that she is studying to be a veterinarian. So killed it if you would trust Laurel to care for your dog, or send it home if you would not let your dog in Laurel's care.
I'm gonna send it home. I would not. There were just I've had the unfortunate circumstance of dealing with a lot of vets recently, and they are just, in my opinion, some of the best people on earth. They just like they are so selfless, I think. And just watching Laurel on this season, and knowing that, like, the thing is, I don't watch these and I don't know these people in their daily lives. They could be the worst people ever, but I wouldn't know from the interactions. And I think if I walked into a vet's office and Laurel walked into the room, I would hesitate a little bit. I'd be a little afraid, and I'd be afraid to leave. I think I would probably pay the bill for that visit, and then I'd maybe go somewhere else. I don't know. I'd be
Oh
scared.
yeah, I'm sending it home all the way. You know who Laurel is as a vet, Chris? She's the one that's like, "You didn't get this shot. If you don't get this shot, the dog is gonna die." It's like, "Whoa, chill out, okay? I get all my shots. I get all my things." She's like, "You don't feed him this kind of dog food. If you don't feed him that kind of dog food, it's game over, buddy. Game over. I have zero debt. I know, okay? You know, I just I, she just she seems very anal retentive. Like she's gonna be like." So intense that you're like, do you love the dogs or you just want to like, you know, get all these things checked off and, you know, make me buy this, buy that. I'm not trusting her. She's not touching my dog. No way, no how.
I mean, I'm sending this home too. I'm not letting Laurel anywhere near my boys' dogs. No way.
My
My dog's dogs.
dog's dogs.
I feel like, a veterinarian is like a doctor, and I want my doctors to be boring and have no personality. I want them to just be focused on that. I don't need a hothead in there.
No
That's the
way.
friend I went to high school with. He's a surgeon, but he's a knucklehead. I wouldn't. He's a child surgeon. I wouldn't send any child to this guy, but you know, he seems to be doing fine. But I just feel like any doctor with a personality, I feel like, is not a doctor I want.
Any doctor that makes jokes, you know, like that tries to make some jokes while you're in there, and they're like, "Hey, you ready to cough, buddy?" You know, like, come on, I don't need the jokes. This is a transaction. Let's just get it going.
I've tried to make jokes to doctors during appointments, you know, just to make myself more comfortable. And usually they don't laugh. They don't have a sense of humor. I'm like, all right, I'm in good hands. All right.
Yeah.
Pass the test.
Yeah. Now I trust you to check out my penis. So
they keep it steady. It's all business.
I only go to doctors who don't laugh, because when they check my penis, I don't want them laughing.
Hey, you don't want them yuck yucking around down there. No, sir.
Yuck, yuck. Fucking Three Stooges. Good shit.
Time to get juicy
with Jameson's Juicy Deets.
Oh, boys, man, the deets tonight just really, I tell you what, she left and she was so happy when she left, and she doesn't care, but she'd love to bring a lot of drama online the week she quit the challenge. Basically, a lot of deets this week, guys. Look, you know, essentially it all started, though, with Cara Marie. Is it Cara or Cara? I don't know sometimes. She said that the cameras were on her the night before Laurel quit, and she predicted that Laurel would quit the next, like, that week and the next daily. She's like, she's not in shape. She called her directly out. She's out of shape. And then it just, you know, went off online, and Laurel just went to town saying that she taught her everything she knows. She taught her what athletics, you know, how to be athletic, she taught her what, how to lift, how to run, all these things. And it just was a lot of drama between the two online, which no one really cares about.
I mean, look, when CT comes on out of shape, he's the first to admit it. You know,
yeah.
I don't think it's bad to be self-aware. She knows deep down she's been in great shape in the past. Didn't happen this time around. You can just say, hey, I decided to do this last minute. Didn't get to do my usual training that I usually do. Sorry.
Exactly. Or just ignore Cara. Like, you don't need to engage. Next up, Theo. He talked about the elimination. And he felt like it was rigged. He's making claims, you know, conspiracy theory time. That they, once they realized Bananas was going in, they switched up the elimination to make it, you know, high versus low, big guy versus small guy, and give him the advantage. Plus, he says they reduced the time before he had all the polls in on his side and his was full. So like to give basically Johnny, more tries when it wasn't as full with more time, which I found a little interesting.
So they kept making a big deal about this last night, that this was especially hard for Theo. And he is a bigger person than Johnny. But Johnny is pretty wide himself. And I feel like that makes it more difficult than the height. And am I wrong here? Like, I didn't think it was like crazy lopsided.
Yeah. I don't think it was either. I think Theo did seem a little broader in the shoulder, but not
the shoulders. That's what I was
like you're saying. Not terribly more broad than Johnny appears to be. But regardless, I mean, I think if Theo's saying it was rigged, I mean, it kind of checks out with some of the rest of the theme of the season. I'm not saying that's true or not that I believe it, but he's picking the right season to say something has been rigged. That's for sure.
Yeah.
If I ever got eliminated on this show, I'd just be like, yeah, it was rigged. What am I supposed
to do? Yeah, exactly.
I would have kicked that guy's ass.
He said there was 20 million votes that weren't accounted for. I don't know what happened. Okay, next up we got – what do we got? Oh, Norris. Not only Laurel and Cara fighting, Norris and Laurel are fighting. Because you guys remember, I forgot about this, but Laurel and Horacio had a little fling a while back. And apparently – Horacio said to Laurel, this is what she's claiming, that she was a blessing in his life, and he really enjoyed their time together, whatever. Norris went online. This is my life. Nerissa went online and she is freaking out. She's like, he never said that shit. You're ugly, bitch. And then they went on a whole thing, like, really, a word that's quote unquote. And they went off on each other online. This is what I read. I don't read the like New York Times or anything. I'm reading about this fight.
How often are you entertained reading these Twitter battles, and how often are you just like, what am I doing?
For the fans of the Tribunal, I'm always entertained. But I have to find the deets immediately after the episode. If I find them before the episode, my whole episode's spoiled. So that's definitely a trick that people don't know. That's that deet. Last but not least, Chris has nothing to say. Last but not least, happy anniversary to TJ and his wife. 20 years. Lovely marriage, you know. Got to say congrats to the two lovebirds.
My wife sent me that Instagram post, and she's like, look how nice this is. And you know what? It is really nice. TJ just seems to be like a great guy on camera and off, and I'm happy for him.
How old is TJ? Do we know?
He's like Paul Rudd, man. He seems like he's still, you know, still cooking.
I'm assuming he's in his 40s.
He's 47. He will be 48 on December 7th.
So we got married at 27 years old.
Wow.
To teach.
It's the same birthday as my wife. All right.
Cool. Happy birthday to them both.
Yeah. December 7th. That's it. That's all the deets.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
My MVP this episode is our women's winner of the mini final, whatever it is. It's Tori. And, you know, it's not just because of that performance. We kind of touched on it. She's been dominating the last couple weeks, and she's been playing a smart game and kind of a fearless game by going after Bananas. And, yeah, maybe she's taken the bait, and it's kind of been a little bit of a political tit for tat between the two of them, but she seems to be holding her own. She's coming out on top in a way, and she's putting great performances. I think the only thing I can knock against her at this point is, you know, I feel like she's not fully against Bananas in a way, you know, like when he pushes back, she still like kind of wants to maintain that friendship when he's like going all in. And I'm kind of like, Tori, just like light it on fire, you know, like let's see it. To go. So, but she's doing great. So yeah, she's my winner. This my MVP this episode.
Yeah, Messin.
I'm gonna double that. Yeah, you guys, I'm back on the Laurel train. You know, I'm all in. You know, she what was that T?
You said Laurel. You said Laurel.
Oh my god, I said Laurel. Oh my god, Tori. I am sorry about that. I said my loser. A little too early. Tori all the way. Lost my mind there for a second. It's been a day. Tori all the way, man. She's kind of just taking command. We've talked about her enough this episode, but she really is. She's earning respect. She's, you know, racking up W's, and I think she has a really good shot at winning it in the end.
Definitely Tori. She's in complete control right now. Everybody seems to be taking notice, and they're handling it with various degrees of who knows, unsportsmanlike quality, like Bananas just like totally lashing out. And then Car Maria a couple episodes ago was like very patronizing about it. She's like, oh, it's been a while, but you know, Tori's really earned her spot here. It's like Tori's now a champ. You're like, she's better than you.
Yeah,
now, but deal with it. So
she's actively kicking your ass every week.
Yeah. Like, nobody cares, Kara, about, like, your, like, vet status and what you think of them passing the torch. Like, nobody wants that from you. Stop trying to make yourself more than you are. Also, she was, like, somebody that I really disliked on this episode. But I just wanted to say, you can't call somebody Peter Pan and Tinkerbell when you're sitting there dressed exactly like Rufio. I was like, can't set yourself up for that. But yeah.
Fair point.
Loser of the episode, Jameson.
I already said it. Laurel, what a baby. What a big baby. Just quitting, Like, look, I know it looks hot. It definitely looks tough. But you don't quit. A vet? I mean, it'd be one thing if this was like a season with some rookies and, you know, no, you've been through the gamut. You've been through finals. Finish it out at least. You know, come, like, she literally just stopped. She just stopped, like, and said, I'm done. I'm not doing this. Like, I don't know. I already didn't like her, but this really just kind of set me off. I hated it.
Chris?
Yeah, that's two for Laurel. Man, she looked really stupid last night. just to, you know, use her own words against her there. Yeah, you can't be a quitter on this show.
No!
Not talking like that the rest of the season. And, you know, you just can't be a quitter. You know, you got to keep going through it. You know, medics are there. You're in safe hands.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
She's right. Practically a medic herself. She could take care of it.
Exactly. To give herself mouth to mouth.
Yeah, make it three for Laurel. You can't quit. And it's not like she had a great season leading up to this. She was just causing trouble left and right. Really bad looks all around. I would say the loser of the entire season so far.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's been like some disappointing exits, like Horacio, CT, like bummers, but like they didn't quit. You know, that's rule number one.
Hey, real quick, honorary loser, Josh. Hey, Josh, you can't be friends. Oh, that's my friend. They're my friend. That other person's my friend. They're all like everybody's his friend. It's ridiculous. It's so annoying. It drives me nuts. Sorry,
I just had to call it out. His cheering, like, during, like, high-low, which, like, it takes no, like, skill, but he'd be like, nice work, boys. Like
yeah. Good job, guys.
Yeah, you don't have to talk. Like, just watch.
Way to pick high. Way to pick high.
Yeah.
Good pick. I mean, in that moment, I kind of felt like Michelle was more annoying.
Oh, but she was annoying, too. Oh, yes. Yeah.
They both were just.
Her voice is something else, man.
I wouldn't mind a rule where they just cannot speak up there.
Yeah, I think so. Make them do it themselves. Come on.
It doesn't benefit viewers at all.
No.
Like, I know that they can help the people down there, but, like, I don't need that either because then it immediately becomes unfair one way or the other.
Exactly.
Ban it.
Good call. Ban it.
Until next week, that's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter, Laurel.
Don't be a layup.
You guys killed it. Laurel, you did not. Everybody hang in there.
It's all going to be good.
Hanging.
Hanging.